Okay, we're on Mem Zayin Ahmed Aleph, five lines from the bottom. Mishurabu, from that, this prefix, yeah, from that, Rabu, there were many, Rotschonim, murderers, prevalent, one in ten people murdered, were murderers. I don't know, that's just a, whatever, make it graphic. Botla, Egla, Rufa, right? It was, they didn't do the Egla Aruf anymore. Why not? So let's look at why not, right?
There weren't enough cows.
Yes, there's a cow shortage. Yes, very good girl. I think Rashi says something slightly different. I think he says it's because of Vadai. Because they know who killed, right? You only bring an Egla Arufa if you don't know who the murderer is. But over here, everybody knew, who, as you're going to see. We know who did it. Okay, Mishabar. Eliezer ben Dinai. When Eliezer ben Dinai, so this is a famous murderer in Shas, apparently. Yeah. Utchina ben Prisha, Hayanikra. He also had a second name. I suppose it was like his undercover name. Yeah. But people, Chozru, they went on in time, meaning the Likroisoi ben Aratzchan. They gave him a nickname of the son of the murderer, meaning he's a murderer. So basically, I looked in the article, so this wasn't the one I was struggled on, you know, like, so they brought the note over here, just it's like this, right, that it's Eliezer ben Dinai was his original name, yeah, and Tachina ben Parisha, they quoted a Marsha, was like the name that he took on, so, you know, you've got to have your undercover name, yeah, and then his, like, nickname was Ben Aratzchan. Okay, yeah.
And he still didn't catch
it. they didn't bring Egil Rufus for him because it just would have been too, like, this would be too many, you know what I mean? Like, you know, it's this 27th Egil Rufa. Yeah, they, right. And they didn't catch him. Yeah, you're right. Because if they caught him, he'd be dead. And then, yeah, yes. Mishurabo Manafim, right? When there was, so this is now back to Soth, it's a similar thing, right? When there was. Illicit relations were prevalent as well.
It says Mishabah when you came, what happened?
No, it means in his tekufa.
So that's when they cancelled.
Mishabah Manafim. Right.
How was he called son of the Rosh when he was the Rosh?
Good question. Posku Hamayim Amorim. Right?
Son of killing.
Ah, right. So Posco, so they stopped doing the Sota, right? So we spoke about this. They don't do May Sota anymore. This was in the beginning of the Masechta, yeah? So what initiated it was the fact that it was just going to be too many women blowing up. Yeah. The Rebbe. See, so we do care about women. Sorry. No, you're getting stubborn, man.
And cow.
Yeah, Rebbe, and cow. Rebbe, okay. Rebbe, Yochanan ben Zakkai, Hifsikan. Rebbe, Yochanan ben Zakkai, stop them. He was the one who, right, so that was basically the end of the time of the second base of Mikdash, right?
He's the one who stopped the process?
Yes. Yeah, right. Shinema. So we have this pasuk. Lo efgoid al benoy seichem. I'm not going to visit the right. I mean, visit over here means the. This is like in we had in Rosh Hashanah. Yeah, that's zichroi. This is zichroinos. Another word for zichroinos is that I'm not going to like remember the din. Yeah, al benoy seichem on your daughters. Ki tazeno tazneno. Tazneno means that they're going to be doing, they're going to be harlots. So these daughters are going to become harlots. Va'al kaloseichem, and your daughter-in-laws, right, your brides, yeah, ki sinatafeno, and they're going to do zinus, they're going to have to do adultery. Ki heim v'goymeh. The Gemara is going to explain this on Amud Beis. Okay, but basically it was prevalent that people were doing illicit relations, so therefore we stopped doing the Mesota because... I suppose also it's a similar. I suppose it's the same thing. A May Soto is coming to clarify if she's innocent or guilty. But I suppose we know what's going on over here. Now, Shemesh Yosi Ben Yueza Ish Trader. So this we right. So this was the first one of the Zugos. Yeah, the Yosi Ben. So the I mean, in Perkei Avot it says Yochanan Ish Yerushalayim, right? I'm changing, I suppose the back changes as well. So now, these are the first Zug, Botlu Eshgoilus. There was no Eshgoilus anymore. So the Eshgoilus is a way, if you got in a Hespade, they mention this, like, Isha Eshgol, right? So, Shinemar. So what's it? Let's look at Eshgol. There's a Rashi over here. Or maybe the Gemara is going to say it. It means Isha Kol Boy, right? Eshgol means Isha Kol Bo. Meaning he's got good deeds. He's got good, you know what I mean? He learns Torah. You know, he's a good, a proper Yid, how he's supposed to be. Not like they make them today. Sorry. Whatever. But no, but they say this about big people in the generation as well, though. I've heard this said in a Hespade.
So the second
prototype,
the first
Luke
that these
kind of I suppose the prototype kind of amazing ish whatever that we could, it was just like you just saw them and were just like wowed, you know, that they were gone. Yeah, so we bring a posuk Shinema, Ein Eshgol, there's no Eshgol, right? That's the Eshgolos, right? Let Echol to eat. Yeah, and there's that comma. Bikura means a first fruit. Ivsa desired my nafshi, my self, yeah, and there wasn't, basically, if you look at the context. I got that from the psukim. There's psukim in the back of the Gemara. Some Gemaras, it explains that. That's what it said. Okay, so basically, correct. We're gonna get praises that we're actually coming up. We're going to see about how Hill was praised at the time of his death. It's correct, though. According to the Gemara, yeah. Well, let's get to that. Yeah. Yochanan Kohen Gadol, hevir hoydas amaisa. He removed the hoydas amaisa. So we had this before. We called it vidui maisa, right? Vidui maisa, you go up to Shalim and you say, I did everything I was supposed to do, right? You say it in a...
Removed.
I mean, he said, you don't have to do this anymore. Abolished. Right? So, Afu Bitel, another thing he was Mivatel, Hamoirin. Moirin, Rashi says, I was thinking about, look, the word Moirin, you have to look in the Gemara how it's going to translate it, but I put a note that this is going to be explained later on. Because Rashi just said, if you look at Rashi, he's going to say, like, look later on. I think he says that over here. Yeah. Right? So sometimes it's good to, I find just, personally, to make a note that, you know, we're going to get there, relax, you know, and also the ain an Esa Noikfin, also the Noikfin, we're going to explain that later on. The Gemara is going to speak about it specifically. Now, Ad Yomov, so we're still speaking about over here, Yochanan Kohen Gadol, until his days, Haya Potish, there was the hammer, Maka B'Yushalayim. Okay, so basically it means there was a hammer striking the anvil or whatever they do, yeah? And there was a loud noise in Yerushalayim on Chol HaMoed, right? Which is a problem if you don't need the money. But over here is actually, Rashi points out that it was permissible. It was Dovra Oved. On Chol HaMoed, you're allowed to do certain malachas if it's Dovra Oved. Yeah, so even though it was permissible for them to do it, but if you hear, like, from the street across, you don't know why that guy's doing it, you know? So it could be that he has a heter to do it, but you may think he's doing it not.
Dover Oved is...
A Dover Oved means for financial loss.
What is he doing?
Yeah, anything. Yeah. His work, Working, work man's noise. No. Okay, so he came and he stopped that. I mean, even though it was permissible to do, he says you shouldn't do this because that's one of the things he did. Yeah, Ubayomov, and also in his days, Ein Tzorich Lishoil Aladamai. You don't have to ask your fellow Chover, Talmud Chochem, which you're eating at his house. You know, if they can borrow some carrots from you, right? Oh, right. So that's the case. So if he took demai from them, because he did, all time the chum took demai. We'll speak about this as well.
So I'm sorry. Why don't they need to ask anymore?
Because everybody does it. You can trust them.
So that could be opposite.
So that's going to come up in the Gemara. Yeah. That's going to come up in the Gemara. Yeah. Be patient. Look, come on. relax. It's okay, good, good. Okay, Tanarabonim. Minayin she'im nerfa egla. How do we know if the egla had the arufa done to it? It got chopped in the back of his neck. But achakach, and then you found nimta hoireg, you found the deceased, the murderer, sorry, the perpetrator. She'ein poiteras oisoi. The murderer doesn't get off because he says, "Whoa, there's a kapara. It's kapara am chisrael." You know what I mean? So tamalam. How do you know that? Yeah, to the land, lo yichupar. It won't have a kapara. Ladam to the blood asher shupach that was poured in it, spilled on it. Ki'im, unless ladam shoyfchoy with the blood of the person who spilt that blood. Right, so his blood needs to be so eid echad, back to the Mishnah. Eid echad oimer ro'isi es ha'horeg. One says I saw the horeg, v'chule. Taima de machish. Right, so the case where we have one against one. Taima de machish le. The reason we do the egla rufa, right? We said we do cleave the neck, yeah. Demachishle, because you have an aide disagreeing. One said, I saw the murderer, and therefore you shouldn't do Eglarufa. And the other one said, no, you didn't. Yeah, so then we say, we ignore the first one, and or we're Masupak, we don't know what to do, and we do Eglarufa. But if the only one person had come, this is what Ephraim noted yesterday, if only one aide come and said, I saw the murderer, so you don't do Eglarufa anymore. So it's just one aide, so that's a bit unusual. Yeah, so the Gemara makes a diuk. Ha lo machishle, behold, if he wouldn't machishle, meaning the second guy wouldn't come, eid echad mehemon, one aid is believed. So mehani mili, mehani means from where are these matters, these words? The Tanur Rabbanan, we've got a braisa. So it says with regards to Egla Rufa, lo noida mihi koho, it's not known who struck him. Okay, that's the posuk. Ha noida mihikahu. If it would be known who hit him, struck him, afilu echad b'sofa olam, either sounds maybe like sota. Yeah, even if one person will be the end of the world, yeah, lo hay orfin. Right. So just as long as if it's known by anybody, we had this with sota at the beginning. I don't know if you were with us then, but it says even as eid echad b'bedinas oyam, who knows that this woman slept with somebody. Yeah, you would not do the sota procedure. Sota over here, it just means if it is known, because the whole point is a sophic, basically. You don't know who killed him, so therefore in the interim you do this like Egla Rufa, but if it's known, we don't do it.
We went to town with Eidechad over there,
Well, there's a Makor in the,
I mean, in terms of we had to prove.
Yeah, it was more complicated because there we had three sets of Eidos. Right.
No, we said Mahayman, from where do we know that it's just one would be believed?
True. Yeah.
But there was lots and lots of sukkim that we had to.
I know, but I'm just saying there was three factors over there. There was kinui, stira, and tuma. Over here we've just got one thing. It's just if you.
No, with tuman. It's
true. Correct.
Tuma star.
Mm-hmm. But this is clear, right? Look, read the passage. It says lo no da mahiko. You don't know who killed him, then you do the procedure of Egla Rufa. Sounds like if you know who killed him. Yeah, it's not Noda, because it's not no. The way it says Noda, it's not known. Right? It's not known. It doesn't say, you know, and... Okay, this is the first time. Okay, it's going to get easier. Or it's going to get clearer. Or it's going to settle. Whatever. Even if there's another person at the end of the world, lo hay orfinan. We wouldn't do... Egla Rufa. Now, Rabbi Akiva Omer, okay, Minayin le Sanhedrin. So now, a related point. How do we know that if Sanhedrin, Shiro Echad, that they saw a person, Shahar, I guess, a nefesh, that he killed somebody? Yeah, Ve'ein Makirin Oisoi, and they don't recognize him. So they saw the murderer, but they don't know who is it is. Yeah, Shalohai Orphan, that they wouldn't do, right, Egla Rufa, Tamaloima. Right, and our eyes did not see this. So this is part of the declaration, right? And we didn't, right? The actually interesting, but that's actually funny because Einu lo right. This was talking about the.
Something
else.
Yeah, yeah, but it was the people it's speaking about was the Zikne'ia, though. It wasn't the Sanhedrin, yeah. Okay. But hello, Ra'o, and they saw. Okay. Now, Hashta. Right, so let's just start. We've done that. This is actually Chazorah. I could do the next 15 lines in about 2 minutes, but I'm not going to do that. No, you could also. That's what I mean, because we've done it before. Yeah, but we'll just start it just to get it back into our. You know what I mean? Hashta da'amat eidechad mehemon. Now that you said that eidechad is nehemon, okay, we know that. Idach chad. The second one now, Heichi Matzi, how is he able? Heichi is how, Matzi is able, Machish Le, to contradict him. How is the second one able to contradict the first one? We're talking about one against one. Yeah? Vama Ula, Ula has a principle, Kol Mokum, any place, Shehemina Torah, Eid Echad, any place that the Torah believes, Eid Echad. Yeah, Hare Kan Shnayim, he is like two. One is like two. When the Torah says we accept one aid, we give that aid the power of two. But so that's only for the first aid. That's the aid that said, basically, I saw the murderer. So as soon as the Torah said, we believe the person who said, I saw the murderer. So that person now is believed as two. So the guy who comes afterwards, who's one, who's saying that, no, you didn't. Yeah, the Torah doesn't say you believe. The person says, no, you didn't. Yeah, so.
Says he saw it and he knows who it was?
Yeah.
It doesn't help to see it and not
know. No, even if he saw it and he doesn't know it was.
How does witnessing the crime
happen? I'm not, do you know what? I can't process, I'm not sure about this. You're saying a good point. I don't know. I'm not sure, actually sure. Does he need to know or not? I'm not sure if he needs to know him or not. I don't just needs to know it's murdered.
If he doesn't know him, they can't do anything about it.
No, that's still, that's for sure. That doesn't matter. Even if you can't do anything about it, it doesn't matter. Yeah, but
what's the question here?
No, but is it an Aedus if you do, is the Aedus just that he was killed, or the Aedus is that you?
Well, he saw who did it. No,
I'm not sure about. That's why.
I mean, Rabbi Kiva's.
No, so just wait. Let's leave this. Let's shelve this because I just want to finish this little bit, and then we can. It's a good point. I don't know. Yeah. Okay. Hashtag Amat. Okay, fine. So now, Va'ama Ula Kol Mokum Shemina Torah Eid Echad. Hare Kan Shnayim, the Ein Dorshal Echad Bechom Shnayim. So there's going to be. So how are we going to deal with this? One answer is Amalecha Ula says Ula, who's the Baal of this Meimra. Tani means Tani. When you say Tani, it means basically tweak. It's basically tweak or change the Mishnah and actually say Lo Hayu Orphin. Right. So you won't be Orphin because the first one you believe. Yeah, v'chein Rabbi Yitzchak, tani lo ayofin, right? All the same thing, yeah. Now, v'Rabbi Chiya Amar.
You believe the first one, then it should be orphan. One against one.
No, the first one, remember, that's what I said before. The first one is always saying he saw the murderer.
Right.
So he saw the murderer, that's the whole point.
Yeah.
Right, now, so Rabbi Chiya Amar, so you should know, so we take out tani over here, right? Because tani doesn't make sense over here, because he's just saying keep the Mishnah as is. Right? And Rabbi Chiya Amar, hi, you orphan. You would be orphan. So that's the machlokis, right?
What,
so
taking tani out, do we?
Yeah. No, but you tani means amend the Mishnah. That's what the word is. Amend the Mishnah.
Right.
He's not amending the Mishnah. He's leaving the Mishnah as is. The other people said amend the Mishnah.